Imam Hussein, until his dying breath, did his best to do what? To save the nation around him. Can you imagine? Imagine now, on the night of Ashura, the night before Ashura, he's summoning Umar ibn Sa'd to come and sit in the tent with me. You don't bring Hurmala and Shimr, I won't bring Ali Akbar and Abul Fadl. Me and you, man on man, we know each other from childhood. Let's talk about what's going to happen tomorrow. And not now that to save Imam Hussein's life, but to save Umar ibn Sa'd's akhirat. And to tell him, and look, if you plan to do what you plan to do tomorrow and shed my blood, there are heavy consequences. Asr-i Ashur, Imam Hussein is completely exhausted. Shimr is on his chest. In the faintest of voices, in the faintest of voices, he says to Shimr, Shimr, did I do zulm on you? Was I a bad mola to you? Did I do injustice to you? Bibi Zainab, 70 feet away, Antila Zainabia, is screaming at Umar ibn Sa'd, this is the son of Fatima. Are you sure you want to do what you're about to do? Meaning until the very last breath, the Ahlul Bayt Sunnah is what? To save as many lives as possible. Adopt that Sunnah these next 10 nights. Take people with you. If Allah gives you that tawfiq, then spread that tawfiq across those people around you. But tonight is the night of the first night of the month of Muharram. One riwayat we have from Alama Tabarisi, Sahib Tafsir Majmul Bayan. He says that I read about the greatness of the Ashab of Imam Hussein and I went to sleep with a little bit of doubt in my mind that how could it be that they claim that the Prophet didn't have Ashab, Imam Ali didn't have Ashab, Imam Mustafa didn't have Ashab, the way that Abu Abdullah Hussein had Ashab. How is it possible? And with that doubt, with that shock, I went to sleep, he says, and I woke up and I found myself in the Maidan of Karbala, facing in front of Imam Hussein, and my Mola Hussein says, Tabarisi, I have a job and a role for you. He says, Salat al-Zuhr is about to begin, and these enemies wait for me to begin my salat to, of course, attack me. I want you to stand in front of my jama'ah and block the arrows so nobody gets hit while they pray behind me. Tabaris, he says, I was very happy. Mawla had a job for me, had a mission for me. I was worthy to be part of Imam Hussein's mission. Salat al-Zuhr begins. Tabaris, he says, I stand there in front of jama'at. Allahu Akbar, and a rain of arrows comes towards me. I see one arrow coming towards me right in front of my nose. And I duck to the point where that arrow hits the chest of my Mawla Hussein. And I woke up that morning in tears, angry, upset, depressed. How could it be that Imam Hussein asked me for a mission and I never fulfilled it? For the next two nights, the exact same dream happened. The arrow came, Tabarisi ducked. It hit Imam Hussein. On the third night, Imam Hussein is standing in front of Tabarisi. Two arrows in his chest. He says, Tabarisi, you have the gall, you have the audacity, you have the himmat to question my ashab. My ashab are those companions that when I began Salat al-Zuhr, Zuhair ibn Qain, 22 different arrows he would block one by one to the point when Imam Hussein says, As-salamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Zuhair ibn Qain falls to the ground. Imam Hussein goes rushing. Zuhair says, Mawla, accept my apology. If I had an ounce of breath, I would take more arrows for you. We pledge to Imam Zamana tonight, accept our condolences, and we will do everything we can to work towards being your ashab.